Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, good afternoon. All right, turning partly cloudy downtown. You know, it's going to be really cold tonight. I don't think a freeze on the North Shore, but in the mid-30s. So if you've got some bushes that you really like, you might want to bring them in. Tender plants, you might want to bring them inside. I've got a couple of plants I'll bring in off the balcony because it's going to get kind of chilly. But only in the low 40s on the South Shore. But I'm going to protect them anyway. So I'm glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot, and the Roosevelt Lobby is going to be lit up at the Roosevelt Hotel at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and that is quite a sight. And Lafayette Park was lit up last night, and Al Copeland Jr. was there, along with a lot of other dignitaries. Canal Street is lit up, and there's also the Second Line in the Sky Memorial Lighting taking place over the first few blocks of Bourbon Street in memory of those who died during that terrorist attack on Bourbon Street at the very beginning of this year of 2025. Tomorrow we are going to be live all day starting at 6 in the morning with Tommy Tucker. Then Newell and Dave will take it from there from 10 to 1. And then Ian will be with me and we'll do our show live from Manning's Family Children. It's the Radiothon tomorrow, day one of the Radiothon. And even Sports Talk this year is going to be part of this, with Bobby and Steve and Mike Dettillier and Archie Manning and Deuce. And this is presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation, and we thank them for helping us put this on. This is our way of asking you to help us help these kids. And I can tell you, when I'm there every year and I see these kids taking walks with their parents in the lobby, it's very heartwarming, to say the least. And the doctors and nurses there do so much for these kids. And many of these kids, their whole world is at Manning Children's. And as I have said throughout the day today, and I'll be talking about this tomorrow as well, they find happiness. You know, happiness doesn't just land in your lap. You have to find it. You have to go out and get it. And I think sometimes people sit back and they wait for happiness to land in their lap. You can't do that in life. You got to go find happiness. You got to sometimes create your own happiness. And to sit around and think that you're entitled to happiness and to wait for happiness to find you, that's not the right way to go about that. You got to go out and find it. And it's something that I've learned in my life. And it's a good lesson to teach young people that, you know, happiness is not guaranteed. But you can go out and find it and you can create it. And I think about that when I see these kids at Manning's Children, because they find their own happiness within their own world. And it's just, it's quite inspiring. So I look forward to being there tomorrow and doing this show from there. And while it's tough to ask for money, especially when inflation is an issue, we all waste money on things. If there's anything that you can give, if it's just $5, or maybe it's $100 that you could give, whatever you can give stays right here at the hospital. It doesn't go anywhere else. And you are literally helping sustain and save the lives of young children. And many of you can't relate to Children's Hospital because you don't have kids there. but at Manning family children's, these kids have parents who never thought their kids would be there, but they are there. And if you can't relate to your kids being there, then take that as a blessing. And maybe that's a reason to give, that you really can't relate to it, because if you can't relate to it, you're really very fortunate. So I look forward to being there at Manning Families Children's. Tomorrow, it's the Radiothon, starting at 6 a.m., and our regular show will be there from 1 to 4. So there's a lot going on, and we were talking last hour about Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2025, and it's rage bait. This is social media posts that are designed to provoke people and make people angry, to just go out of your way to make somebody mad. And there are people who choose to post things that anger others, and I think it's because it gives them a sense of being, in the case of men, of being macho. It gives them a sense of power. It gives them the sense of feeling like, you know, yeah, I pissed you off, so I'm somebody. They don't think about this because it's subconscious, but they do it, and you know, women do it as well. And it's some women like that have called the show occasionally. And we no longer tolerate that because so much of the information is based on misinformation that we don't even have to deal with that. So it's fun not to worry about it. But, you know, I just read an article about Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke, the actor, is going to turn 100 December 13th. And he was asked, how did he live so long? And he said, I live without anger and hate. So a lot of these people who are involved in rage baiting, they're not going to live as long as others. And if you're involved in rage baiting and you want to live longer, you want to be alive for your kids, you might want to stop going out of your way for the sole purpose of pissing people off. You know, you can have your opinions, you can express your opinions, but if your goal is to just make somebody else angry, inherently, there's something wrong with that. So I was talking about this this ticket that I got over the holiday weekend, and I was coming from, I guess it was Monroe Street. I've lived on the North Shore a few times, but it's been many years, so there have been some changes. And you come by, I think it's a Shell station, and I'm going to get on the bridge, and I'm coming from Old Mandeville. And so I'm not on the overpass that leads me to the causeway. I'm going under the overpass. There is a no turn, no left turn sign right there, right before a turn. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe 30 yards from there, 20, 30 yards from there, there's a stop sign. And I turned left at the stop sign. Now, here's what may have happened. And I want to thank Steve, one of our listeners, who sent me an email. He said, Scoot, based on the evidence that I saw using Google Maps, I believe that you made a legal left-hand turn. And if my assessment is correct, I believe you should fight this ticket. You and others are being falsely charged for an illegal turn that in reality is totally legal. Someone, maybe you, should shut this racket down. Well, I wasn't given a ticket for a wrong left turn. I was given a ticket for driving down a one-way street. Now, that street that I turned left on, this is something that I might have done. I might have been in the left lane of a divided street, but there was no traffic. Nobody was coming, and when I went to reassess what I had done Sunday night, the double yellow line on that street is very faded. And there's a strong possibility that because it's so faded, I didn't pay attention to it. But there was no traffic coming. I wasn't endangering anybody's life whatsoever. And I wasn't going down a one-way street. I was on the wrong side of a divided street. I guess it's essentially the same thing. So that might have been a mistake that I made. I still think this causeway police officer, I think she was still a little eager to give me the ticket. But, you know, if I made the mistake, then she has a right to give me the ticket. But I think I've gotten some messages from people who have gotten tickets in that area, and they are confused as well about what to do. So something needs to be done to correct that area. And the Causeway Police should not be giving people tickets for a left turn, because you can turn left there. So anyway, I'll give you an update on that as time goes on. So we've got a lot to get to. Let's find out what's going on in the news with a look at Scoots News Briefs. The controversy surrounding the potentially criminal double tap boat strike allegedly ordered by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is giving the White House a new headache.
The White House says a Navy admiral ordered a second strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean nearly 3 months ago and insists it was lawful. The strikes come under bipartisan scrutiny amid a published report that Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth verbally ordered the strike to kill survivors of the first hit. Asked about it last night,
I wouldn't have wanted that, not a second strike.
Still, President Trump defended Hegseth.
Pete said he did not order the death of those two men.
But today,
Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes.
Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt referring to Frank Bradley, whom she says worked well within the law. On Capitol Hill,
we have real evidence that extrajudicial killings are taking place.
Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says he believes Congress will have bipartisan probes to investigate potential war crimes as the administration targets Caribbean vessels. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, even Fox News has really pushed the White House on the legality of this second boat strike to kill these survivors. And it seems like there was some recognition from the Defense Secretary that there were some survivors that they went back and killed. Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat from Arizona, who, by the way, you know, you might want to pay attention to his name, because Mark Kelly might end up being a name that is mentioned as a potential candidate for the Democrats in 2028. But Mark Kelly says that Pete Hegseth is running around like a 12-year-old playing army. And Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, denies that Hegseth gave the order, that it was done by this admiral. But apparently the admiral got the order from Pete Hegseth. So it could have been Hegseth who gave the order. I don't know. It's kind of confusing, but there is a serious conversation going on about the administration committing war crimes. While the administration is potentially committing war crimes at sea to keep drugs from coming into the U.S., the president is giving a full pardon to a person convicted of helping move 400 tons of cocaine to U.S. shores.
Former Honduras President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been freed from a U.S. prison after a pardon from President Trump. Hernandez was sentenced last year to 45 years in prison for his role in helping drug traffickers move hundreds of tons of cocaine to the United States. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons inmate website showed that Hernandez was released from U.S. Penitentiary Hazleton in West Virginia, and a spokesperson for the Bureau confirmed his release. His wife, Anna Garcia, thanked President Donald Trump for pardoning Hernandez via the social platform X. Hernandez maintained throughout that he was innocent and the victim of revenge by drug traffickers he had helped extradite to the United States. I'm Haya Benjwani.
All right, a congressional election in Tennessee is taking place today, and it should not be even close. But suddenly, it's very close. Why is it so close? A Republican held this seat. The Republican should be in the lead. But the Democrat candidate is very, very close, and both sides are watching this very closely.
A special election in Tennessee is set to offer a new test for President Donald Trump. In this seat, Trump has endorsed Matt Van Epps, the Republican candidate, against Democratic State Representative Afton Bain. Now, this seat last year voted for Trump by more than a 20-point margin, in addition to voting for the former congressman in this area, Mark Green, by about that same amount. Political observers are keeping an eye on this one as both parties are trying to figure out where voters stand ahead of the midterm elections. The House is narrowly in a Republican majority right now, and prior election results in New Jersey and Virginia, along with some other special elections, have given Democrats hope that there is momentum going in their favor right now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting to watch this, but I don't know if this is any clear indication, but it could be a slight indication of how voters are feeling, because this is a seat that is red, that should be red in the state of Tennessee, but there's a possibility that it flips to blue. So a lot of people are watching that. And the president has posted a message asking all America First Patriots in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District who haven't voted to get out and vote on Election Day to vote for the candidate, Matt Van Epps. He's fighting against a woman who hates Christianity, will take your guns away, wants open borders, transgender for everybody, men in women's sports, and openly disdains country music. Now, the candidate, Afton Ben, is the female Democrat who's running. She did say in a 2020 podcast of Nashville, quote, "I hate the city. I hate the bachelorettes. I hate the pedal taverns. I hate country music. I hate all of the things that make Nashville apparently an it city to the rest of the country." It's kind of like in New Orleans. In some ways, people hate the tourist. I mean, I don't, but a lot of people hate the tourist, and they hate the people that come here to party and get drunk and puke in the street. But those are the people that, you know, that fund New Orleans, and New Orleans helps fund the whole state of Louisiana. So, you know, I understand the criticism there. However, nobody should be forced to like country music to be elected to office. Now, if I were a politician in Nashville, I would never say I hate country music. If I didn't like country music, I'd keep my mouth shut. So it's kind of interesting that those are the things that he brings up. Now, I don't know if this person hates Christianity. And as far as taking your guns away, there's this assumption that every Democrat wants to take your guns away. But the Supreme Court is pretty clear on this. Nobody's going to take your guns away. So stop using that as a campaign threat. And don't vote for somebody or vote against somebody because you think your guns are going to be taken away, because they're not. I don't know of anybody. There might be a few left-wing wackos out there that want open borders, but most people don't want open borders. As far as transgender for everybody, everybody's not transgender. So I don't get that part. All right, the White House is insisting that the preventative MRI scan the president underwent is not only typical, but the results are perfectly normal.
Details have been released of President Trump's MRI results from his October physical. On Air Force One, the president said the results of the MRI were perfect.
What part of your body was the MRI looking at?
I have no idea. It was just an MRI. What part of the body? It wasn't the brain, because I took a cognitive test and I aced it. I got a perfect mark.
More detail was given by White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Advanced imaging was performed because men in his age group benefit from a thorough evaluation of cardiovascular and abdominal health.
The White House released a memo from the president's doctor, Sean Barbabella.
President Trump's cardiovascular imaging was perfectly normal. No evidence of arterial narrowing impairing blood flow or abnormalities in the heart or major vessels.
Doctors typically order an MRI to help with diagnosing symptoms or to monitor an ongoing health problem. So-called preventative MRIs are not part of routine screening recommendations. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Yeah, there's something a little askew with all of that. Something's not quite right. And, you know, if there is anything wrong with the president, you know, the very people that criticized Biden's people for not being honest about his health are going to find themselves being criticized because maybe they didn't tell the truth about the current president's health. I don't know, but there are just some strange things about all that. But, you know, we'll be watching it. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. This is a big day in the world of grunge, because on this day in 1991, Nirvana released Smells Like Teen Spirit. This is considered to be the top song of the 90s. It was a top grunge song. This was a genre of music that was rebellious against everything the Beatles and the British Invasion had established in the mid-60s. This was a rebellion against the music of the baby boomer generation. And it was a rebellion from their children. Their kids were rebelling against their parents, and grunge music and the grunge style was a way of distancing themselves from their parents' generation. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh. You know, back in the 1950s, people looked at Elvis Presley as just some, you know, wild, sexually inspiring rock star. On the Scoot and Leo calendar on this day in 1957, Al Pretty was a disc jockey in Portland at KEX. In fact, I worked for that company when I was in Portland. He was fired for playing this version of White Christmas by Elvis Presley. The program director fired him, saying, quote, "It desecrates the spirit of Christmas and transgresses the composer's intent." The story got national attention. He was back on the air for, you know, about 2 weeks later, and I don't think he stayed. I think he was still fired. But, you know, this was considered to be like sacrilegious, because Bing Crosby did the original White Christmas, and to have somebody like Elvis sing it and do this on the air was just totally, you know, sacrilegious at Christmas time. I mean, that's the way a lot of people looked at Elvis back then. In fact, the establishment looked at Elvis the way a lot of the boomer establishment looks at rappers. I'm Scoot. Let me get to a couple of your text messages. This is a text that says, Coleman and Scoot, I got a news break earlier today about the president being up late at night posting crazy text for hours. He's losing his mind. He posted something about Michelle Obama using Biden's auto pen to pardon people. It's ridiculous BS. Here's a text that says, Biden had very few televised meetings. He slept for 4 years. Yeah, he slept a lot, but he didn't sleep in public. This president tends to just, you know, kind of doze off in public a few times. I mean, the pictures of that are pretty funny. You know, the president dozing off in the Oval Office. I mean, does somebody notice that and go over, like, you know, jab him in the side with their elbow? Hey, wake up. Here's a text that says, Scoot, Kurt Cobain loved the Beatles, and he was distraught when John Lennon was murdered because it meant that the band would never get back together. I'm not suggesting anything about how Kurt Cobain felt about the Beatles. I was simply making the comment that Kurt Cobain's music and the music of the grunge era was a rebellion against the music of the boomer establishment. And here's a text that says, you either want to be a talk show host or a DJ, decide. Nope, don't have to, don't need to. You know, music is part of our lives and music will always be a part of the show. And I get to many more compliments than I do things like that. So nope, don't have to decide. Monday Night Football last night, the Patriots beat the Giants 33-15. The Giants are having problems, but I think with their quarterback, Jackson Dart. I think the guy's going to be awesome. I really do. But the Patriots right now are 11-2, and the Giants are 2-11. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are up there that we didn't expect to be there. And think about the Panthers, the Seattle Seahawks. The Dallas Cowboys are coming on strong, which I don't necessarily like to see. We were talking earlier about the word of the year for 2025 from the Oxford Dictionary. It's rage bait, meaning posting something for the purpose of making somebody else angry. And Coleman told me during a break that he had a good story about rage bait on X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah, so one of the things that's well known, if you do really, really good on social media, you can get ad revenue if you have enough numbers. So a lot of people started to rage bait on purpose just because they get that response. You know, they get those numbers up because they don't really care how you engage. They just need you to engage. Some people will even misspell words purposely just to get people to correct them, like, oh, this is supposed to be a T-R-E. Well, what happened with X recently was, and we all know what X is, everybody likes to fight about politics on there, right? They recently added a feature where it revealed where the accounts come from, like their location of origin. And it was revealed that one of the most rage-baiting sites, the one that got everybody all riled up about politics, were accounts from India. These were people posing as extreme right-wingers or extreme left-wingers, and they even had, like, profile pictures of, like, the white guys would have the sunshades on, like they were real rednecks, and then they would have, like, lesbians with purple hair with septum piercings in their nose, and they would spark all these debates. Now, people from the extreme right thought that they were arguing with people from the extreme left when they were arguing with somebody from India, and wow. Same dude was arguing with people from the extreme left on the other side, pretending to be a racist, fascist white person. You know, so it was really a lot of people from X that was getting the most engagement were from an entirely other country. And everybody who was engaging in the rage were really raging against people that weren't even from this country.
And they're making money as a result.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what the Russians did in 2016. That's what the Russians did. I mean, they posed as right wingers. So they could bring people in and try to influence the election to get everybody to vote for Donald Trump. And, you know, I don't know how much they helped, but that's what they did. They set up accounts that were right wing accounts that said things that attracted right wingers in. And then they had all this information on right wing voters, because once you engage in the website or the social media post, they get information on you, and then they would go back and they would target you with information about the campaign. Hey, let me also remind you that something really fun is coming up this Saturday. It's the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade, and WWL is part of this, and I'm going to be proud to be part of it. Ian's going to be there. Coleman, are you going to be at the parade, or do you have to work?
I'm not sure just yet. Ian did offer, and at first I kind of did not. I thought I was going to take the day off and relax, but if my back feels better, I'll come.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you'd be standing a lot, and you'd be throwing stuff. So anyway, I'm looking forward to this. The parade, of course, it's free. It's like a Mardi Gras parade, but it's a Christmas parade. It's going to be this Saturday, December the 6th, starts at 11 a.m., and, you know, we go by Jackson Square, and there's so many places to line up, and it is all in partnership with the Downtown Development District and Kern Studios, and there are 30 custom-designed floats and high-flying helium balloons, including a 30-foot Santa and some of your favorite holiday characters. From what I see from the forecast right now, it looks like it's going to be a really nice day Saturday, maybe a little on the chilly side, but hey, it's December, and it should be chilly for a Christmas parade. So that's the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade. It's coming up this Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1970, former Animals lead singer Eric Burdon launched a bumper sticker campaign to try to help fight venereal disease, which was spreading in 1970. Every donation to the LA Free Clinic Eric Clapton would send out a bumper sticker that said, curb the clap. And I guess that, I don't know, drew in a lot of responses. Yeah, you know, look, back then, the baby boomers were very sexually promiscuous. And you millennials and Zoomers need to know this. Baby boomers were very, very promiscuous, and VD was spreading everywhere because of their promiscuity, their immorality. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
WWL. Love these rockin' Christmas songs. AC/DC, I want a mistress for Christmas. Yeah, but when you ask Santa, make sure that you know your wife or girlfriend are not listening to that. I'm Scoot on the air. All right, coming up, a very, very popular video debuted on this day in 1983. You know, I've often talked about what a great year for music 1983 was, and on this day in 1983, this incredible video debuted, and I'll play a song from the video coming up going into this next break. Let me read a couple of quick texts for you. Here's a text that says, I always thought that grunge was a throwback to the late 60s and a rebellion against 80s glam rock. Well, I mean, I don't think it was a rebellion. It was a retro visit back to the late 60s. Grunge was just so different. Grunge was a rebellion against glam rock, because glam rock was the music of the baby boomer generation. I mean, boomers, they were adults. They were not coming of age during the mid-80s and those years of glam rock, but that was their music. And it was a rebellion against the glam. I mean, the whole grunge movement, the fashion, everything was a rebellion against glam rock, because it was a rebellion against the baby boomer generation. And boomers to this day have had a hard time collectively as a group reconciling the idea that there are younger generations that don't like them. There are younger generations that want to be different from them, want to declare their independence from boomers, and I do get that. Although there are a lot of commonalities when it comes to music between boomers and some of their kids. But not during the grunge era. There was a sharp contrast between a young generation and boomers, and a young generation wanting to declare independence from the boomers. All right, let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yeah, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
That's good. Listen, man,
people better start paying attention to what's going on. It's happening at such a fast pace, I can't even keep up with it anymore. Let's see. First, it was Quiet Piggy. Then he called, he asked this reporter, this lady, you know, are you stupid? Are you stupid? Because she asked him a question, and he thought that she should have known the answer to it, you know. But he wouldn't answer that question. Are you stupid? And then he tells her, you're a stupid person. Then the other day, it was a woman, I think he put it on his Truth Social or something there, and he was saying, how, oh, you're, wait, how did that go? You're something, you're rotten? The word might have been rotten. Inside and out. It was some nasty word he used and said, you're inside and out. I think it might have been rotten.
He also brought back the word retarded, which is just totally unacceptable. We don't have to use that word anymore.
Groceries is not an old-fashioned word. I'm sorry. I don't know where he's getting all this from. I really don't. But I'm beginning to believe his niece now. She feels that he's having issues. His father did. And she thinks there's something wrong with him, and I'm beginning to think it too.
Look, if we can't use the word groceries, what are we going to make around here? So, yeah, I don't think groceries is an old... it was used by people in the past, but I don't know that it's innately an old-fashioned word. I don't have a problem with groceries. Anyway, look, I don't know if there's anything wrong. I have questions. I have a lot of questions about things that are transpiring. So we'll see as time goes on. Yeah, on this day in 1983, Michael Jackson's 14-minute video for Thriller debuted on MTV. And I remember I was doing the morning show at the time. I remember going home, and I remember I was in front of my TV, living in Kenner at the time, in front of my TV, waiting, and I saw it, and it was amazing. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, I got a text here that says, I just heard that Zion is going to be out for another 3 weeks. What's wrong now? Zion has been a total bust for the Pelicans. And where's the talk about a new coach? How come there's no talk? Are they planning to get rid of the Pelicans? Are we losing the Pelicans? They're not even talking about a new coach. Where's the conversation about a new coach for these guys? I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Court DP, sports talk with Mike and Steve Geller coming up next. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats.
But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.